I went to Yellowstone on my way back, and I'd been there.
Renowned landscape artist Thomas Paquette went to great lengths to put together his most recent exhibition, so it was hardly an imposition to drive the 70 miles to see it in person at the Quick Arts Center at St. Bonaventure University.
I traveled around the country. I put on about 24,000 miles to get these images, basically.
When did you start that?
Through November 22nd, you can see how those images have been transformed into a 65-painting exhibition that honors the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, the 1964 federal legislation, which has now set aside over 100 million acres, or an area larger than New England and New York combined, to remain wild and undeveloped for all to enjoy.
Oh, okay, so now we're up north here, I see. What is this called?
This is Border Airy, and it's in Minnesota, just on the border with Canada.
On a recent afternoon at the Quick Center, Thomas Paquette provided a personalized tour of his exhibition, impressive paintings of some of America's most spectacular vistas, places few will ever see in person.
Well, that when I paint landscapes, I'm trying not to make it look like the place where I am so much as have it act like the place that I painted. A painting is
action that is captured in impressive form on his large oil paintings, with colors that spark the imagination and captivate the eye.
And this is called?
Late Vermilion Light, and it's the Vermilion Cliffs in Arizona.
The exhibition is making its way around the country, first on a successful run at the Wilding Museum in Southern California. After closing on the 22nd at the Quick Center, it heads to Indiana.
We're in Desolation Wilderness in California, up very high in the Sierras.
Some of the exhibition paintings are on loan from private owners, one of whom happens to also own a Major League Baseball franchise. Thomas Paquette's work has gained international recognition through the State Department's Art and Embassies program. In case you were wondering, the Quick Center has insurance covering the exhibition for its stay. There's no admission charge, so your cost to see it is just a 90-minute drive to St. Bonaventure University.
Sorry, what do we have here?
The Allegheny National Forest, just a few miles from here, downstream, actually, from where we're standing, are Allegheny Islands Wilderness. And they're one of the very smallest wilderness areas in the country.
Some of Paquette's paintings are never finished. He's constantly scraping off oil paint. A giant ball of used oil paint is said to be growing in his studio. He's been improving one painting for 23 years. And he doesn't do all-nighters, preferring to use natural light for his landscapes and bringing a sense of deadline urgency when working on a winter's day.
And as the sun gets lower, you have more red spectrum light coming in, and there's only so much more time before it's totally gone. But I start going top speed. It's really kind of fun because
he believes his rapport with nature isn't that uncommon, though he has gone to uncommon lengths to experience it. In his younger days, he journeyed America aboard freight trains.
It's really wonderful because you go to places that roads won't go. You can walk around and you have a huge doorway to look out. It's like the world's biggest picture window.
No matter how you get there, it's worth seeing On Nature's Terms, paintings by Thomas Paquette commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, on view at the Quick Center for the Arts at St. Bonaventure University through November 22nd. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.
Just lake. And you can get lost pretty easily. And I was staying.
You're talking to a guy who just got lost getting to Olean, so yeah.